Advertise your business here. Where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. 5 days of public mourning declared in Iran after the helicopter crash that killed the country's president and top diplomat. Asked Monday if this could impact regional security, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said,
"This is something that we'll continue to watch, and I don't necessarily see any broader regional security impacts at this point in time."
President Biden led calls from Washington denouncing the International Criminal Court's decision to seek arrest warrants for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Israel's defense minister over the war in Gaza. The ICC also seeking warrants for Hamas leaders. Former President Donald Trump's criminal trial continues. It may conclude today as defense testimony will continue from Michael Cohen's former legal advisor, Robert Costello. He drew the judge's anger yesterday. And severe turbulence affecting a Singapore Airlines flight from London to Singapore left one person dead. This is ABC News. California's highest court hears arguments today over a law centered on rideshare companies and their drivers.
The group is calling on the state Supreme Court to toss out Proposition 22, which allows rideshare companies to classify drivers as independent contractors. Food delivery driver Jorge Vargas says he's currently not paid enough to idle between deliveries.
When I'm not on an active delivery, then who's covering me? Who's helping me pay my insurance? Who's helping me pay my gas?
California Supreme Court is set to hear legal arguments on Prop 22 this afternoon. Blake Trolley, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Head of the federal office that ensures your money and your banks on his way out, the White House says Martin Gruenberg will officially step down as head of the FDIC as soon as a replacement is selected. This comes weeks after a report of a toxic workplace culture. And those new fees on tourists in Venice pulling in about $1 million in the first week and a half. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give.
It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ayland. New vaccination requirements for kids in Wisconsin schools and child care centers. The updates from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services include a requirement for meningitis vaccination, a chickenpox infection must be documented by a qualified medical professional. A state lawmaker continues to push for creation of a task force on missing and murdered black women and girls in Wisconsin. Madison Representative Sheila Stubbs wants action from Democratic Attorney General Josh Call. A bill to create the task force passed the Assembly, but it never received a vote in the Senate. And if you're on the job hunt, be on the lookout for scams targeting you. Wisconsin Consumer Protection says scammers post fake job offers that are too good to be true. That includes offers like being a mystery shopper, doing outbound mailing, or other seemingly simple tasks for big money. Ted Ayland, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Head on into Fleet Farm to take your lawn and garden to the next level this spring. This week, get Miracle-Gro Garden Soil on sale for only $3.99. Pick up 3 pounds of Scott's Turf Builder Sun and Shade Grass Seed at the lowest price of the season, just $12.99. And stop by our garden center to shop over 100 different types of seed and plant varieties. Find everything you need for your everyday life at Fleet Farm. At Fleet Farm, we know every new day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday workwear from Carhartt, Ariat, and Dickies. Everyday lawn and garden from Scotts, Husqvarna, and Miracle-Gro. Everyday tools from DeWalt, Milwaukee, and Craftsman. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Now at Durant Smokehouse, just in time for the Memorial Day holiday, the annual brat sale. All brats are 2 packages for $14. Fully brat packages are 2 for $16. It's the annual brat sale now at Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Strong to severe thunderstorms could bring hail, wind, even an isolated tornado or two later this afternoon into this evening. We could also get some heavy rain with an inch or more possible with some thunderstorms today. It's going to be breezy with a high near 74. Rain and thunderstorms will end this evening. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 68. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, or play, it's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Out in the country, past the city limit sign, where there's a honky-tonk near the county line. Every night when the sun goes down, they got whiskey, women, music and smoke. It's where all the cowboy folk go to boots, good boogie. I got a good job, I work hard for my money. When it's quitting time, I hit the door running. I fire up my pickup truck and let the horses run. I go flying down that highway to that hideaway, stuck out in the woods to do the boots good boogie. Yeah, do do si do. Come on, baby, let's go boots. Oh, Cadillac, blackjack, baby, meet me out back. We're gonna boogie. Oh, get down, turn around, go to town. Boots good boogie.
serving the Durand area with local news, weather, and sports.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
Turn off the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night. The party's over, and tomorrow starts the same old thing again. What a crazy, crazy party. Never seen so many people laughing, dancing. Look at you, you're having fun. But look at me, I'm almost crying. But that don't keep her love from dying. Misery, cause for me, the party's over. Turn out the lights, the party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night. The party's over, and tomorrow starts the same old thing again. Once I had a love undying, I didn't keep it, wasn't trying. Life for me was just one party and then another. I broke her heart so many times. Had to have my party wine. Then one day she said, sweetheart, the party's over. Turn out the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night. The party's over. And tomorrow starts the same old thing again. And tomorrow starts the same old thing again.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Willie Nelson and the party's over here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Tuesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures upper 50s to low 60s. Showers and storms expected this afternoon. Some of those storms could be severe. We'll have details with our ag weather forecast here coming up this hour. Also this hour in our newsmaker segment, we'll be chatting with Randy Romanski from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture. He was in Menominee on Friday. With USDA, a big announcement on a new program to develop sustainable packaging for specialty crops. And so we'll talk with Secretary Romanski about that here coming up this hour in our Newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On today's Producer Tuesday, sponsored by the Professional Dairy Producers, we take a look at the initiative Your Farm, Your Footprint. J.J. Pagel from Pagel's Ponderosa explains on a recent PDP Dairy Signal.
We had a meeting within our team, and we're working on our values, and one of the people in our group brought up, you know, sustainability is more than just a buzzword, and that's really where our sustainability tour started at that point. But we started working on those types of things. At that point, we had already had digesters, and we were making electricity. for about 1,600 homes in our area. So that's where our journey had started along the sustainability train. We've been looking for something like Your Farm, Your Footprint for quite some time because we needed to get a baseline so we can understand where we're at. Sustainability to us is leaving it better than we got it, right? So how can we do a better job taking care of our cows, taking care of our employees, taking care of our environment, and, you know, leading up to things that'll just make it better for the next generation to come. So we're the third generation. Our children are the fourth generation coming into the dairy. Our dad always said, you know, farmers themselves are environmentalists because if you don't take care of the ground, it won't take care of you. So farmers themselves are always trying to figure out the best way to recycle, the best way to take care of the ground, the best way to get the best out of our crops, and, you know, what's the best way we can do to take care of everything.
Listening to comments from J.J. Pagel from Pagel's Ponderosa, who helped pilot the initiative Your Farm, Your Footprint on a recent PDP Dairy Signal, and he continues to talk about how your footprint on your farm affects the entire community.
When you're out there at a children's event, baseball game, whatever it may be, having the ability to have some of these uses, taking cars off the road, dump trucks, people know what a dump truck load of soil looks like. People know how big a dump truck is. So like our number, if you took 591 passenger cars off the road, what does that look like? You get rid of every single car that's in this parking lot today. That's at this baseball game or it's at this family function, right? So it's a really cool way to explain to people kind of what's going on. They get excited to having conversations about it. Them understanding that agriculture is really the only occupation out there where we can sequester carbon, right? So we can help. So when everybody wants to be carbon neutral by 2050 and reduced by a third by 2030, you know, they're looking towards agriculture. They're looking to the U.S. dairy farmers to really help out with these types of things. And so the cool part is once you get into this, you learn a lot about being more efficient. And I think one thing that farmers have always been really good at is doing more with less. So we're understanding what more we can do with what we have. I've had the benefit of traveling over to Europe, and I've been in Ireland the last couple of years and seeing what's going on over there. Ireland's going to reduce their herd, and the Netherlands are reducing their herd. Between both those countries, they're looking at reducing their herds by 500,000 cows in the next 2 years due to growing their carbon footprint. It's 5 to 10% of the U.S. of where we are at today. We're milking 9 million cows in the U.S. And when those countries are going to look for where are we going to get our product from, if we are going to reduce our herd numbers for whatever reason we decide, where are we going to get those products from? I think the U.S. dairy producer, knowing their score, us as farmers will put ourselves in the driver's seat to grow our export business exponentially because these countries are going to be looking for somewhere to get their dairy products from, and they're going to want to know what our scores are. Because again, in their countries, it's normal. Everybody's scored, they already know them. So as they look at reducing their herd numbers, consolidating herds, when they start doing that kind of stuff, they're going to have to get it from somewhere. And who better than the U.S. dairy farmer to provide it for them? And this is all about educating people and getting them their carbon footprint. So any questions that anybody has, please reach out. You can reach out through PDP. Any questions you got, you want to talk to an actual producer who's been through it, by all means, let us know.
That's J.J. Pagel from Pagel's Ponderosa helping piloting the initiative Your Farm, Your Footprint on a recent PDP Dairy Signal, and more details at pdpw.org. Our thanks to the professional dairy producers for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
Thank you for listening. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore his seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
To the teller down at the bank, just another checking account. To the plumber that came today, you're just another house. Airport ticket counter, you're just another fare. At the beauty shop at the mall, well, you're just another head of hair. Well, that's alright, that's okay. You don't feel important, honey. All I got to say is to the world, you may be just another girl. But to me, baby, you are the world. To the waiter at the restaurant, you're just another tip. To the guy at the ice cream shop, you're just another dip. When you can't get reservations, 'cause you don't have a clout, or you didn't get an invitation, somebody left you out. That's alright, that's okay. You don't feel important, honey. All I've got to say is to the world, you may be just another girl, but to me, but you're one in a million of me. When you wonder if you matter, baby, look into my eyes and tell me, can't you see?
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Brad Paisley and the world here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Tuesday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikin, 65 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, June milk steady at 21.23, July down 27 to 20.50, August down 30 to 19.95, September steady at 19.85. Cheese markets yesterday were lower, barrels down 1.5 to 2.11, 40-pound blocks down 2.25 to 192, one trade a barrel, five trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 2.25 to 309.25, four trades. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 1.5 to 116, three trades dry way steady at 41.5. No trades on the day. Cattle markets are called higher. Hogs are called mixed today. Cattle futures tried to make a run higher Monday, but came under pressure as corn prices increased. However, Corn prices are going lower this morning, and that could help cattle. It's been some time since higher grain prices impacted the market. Hog futures couldn't maintain the strength they had early Monday as the packers once again were not aggressive, and that led traders to decide to continue some of that long liquidation in some contracts. June live cattle opened the day at 181.47, August 178.55, October 181.82. May feeder cattle open at 246.70, August 258.47, September 259.65. June hogs open at 96.92, July 99.95, and August at 99.20. Chicago Board of Trade this morning. Corn, soybeans are moving mostly lower. Wheat is somewhat mixed. Yesterday's crop progress report coming out. Planting progress moving along farther than expected, and that now has some of the corn and bean markets moving mostly lower as they take some of that weather premium out, even though there's still weather issues, not only in the U.S., but really in South America, Europe, the Black Sea region, Russia, Australia, even China as well. Wheat markets mostly mixed, a combination of a little bit of profit taking. They're still watching the weather. Also, weakness in corn and beans pressuring some of the wheat contracts this morning. July corn down 3.75 to 456.75. September down 3.5 to 467.5. New crop down 2.75 to 481.5. July beans down 9.5 to 1238.5. August down 8 to 1235. New crop down 6 at 1210.75. July soybean meal down 30 cents to 373.80. July soybean oil down 61 cents to 45.71. Chicago wheat, July up a quarter to 689. September down a quarter to 708.5. Minneapolis wheat, July steady at 739.25. September down 3/4 to 748.75. Energy markets this morning, June crude oil down $1.25 to 78.55. July down $1.35 to 77.95. June and July gas both down 4 cents. June at 2.50, July at 2.49. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Dairy farmers, extend the life of your investment and keep the milk inspector happy when you resurface your mangers, feed bunks, feed carts, and more with a microepoxy surface from Osteoplastics and Supply. The microepoxy surface provides for easier cleaning of feed bunks, less feed waste, offers a non-skid surface, and withstands extreme temperatures and chemicals. You can repair your floors and equipment for less than replacing, and the increased milk production will pay for the installation. Find out more. Visit osteoplastics.com.
Grain bids from Elsevia Co-op Durand. Cash corn 406, June 409, July 412, new crop 429. Cash beans 1173, June 1178, July 1178, new crop 1137. Big River Resources Boyceville. Cash corn 428.5, June 430.5, July 428.5, new crop at 434.25. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia. Cash corn 425, June 430, new crop 434. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash and June corn 407, new crop 429, cash beans 1170, June 1173, new crop 1141. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 420, new crop 429, cash beans 1155, new crop 1132. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 435, June 437, July 440, new crop 439. Cash beans 1214, June 1216, July 1222, new crop 1157. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash and June corn 407, new crop 429. Cash beans and June at 1175, new crop 1141. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 166 to 189, Holstein fed cattle 146 to 177, market cows 93 to 137, bulls 126 to 156, calves 340 to 995, beef
beef steers, 178 to 365. Holstein steers, 140 to 350. Sheep markets, market lambs 240 and down, light lambs 245 and down, ewes 145 and down, rams 225 and down, goat markets, does 160 and down, bucks 235 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I don't want another heartbreak. I don't need another turn to cry. No, I don't want to learn the hard way. Baby, hello. Oh, no. Goodbye. But you got me like a rocket shooting straight across the sky. It's the way you love me. It's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion. It's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment. It's impossible. This kiss, this kiss. Unstoppable. This kiss, this kiss. Cinderella said to Snow White, how does love get so off course? Oh, all I wanted was a white knight with a good heart, soft touch, fast horse. Ride me off into the sunset, baby, I'm forever yours. It's the way you love me, it's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion, it's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment, it's this kiss, this kiss. Unsinkable. This kiss, this kiss. You can kiss me in the moonlight, on the rooftop, under the sky. Oh, you can kiss me with the windows open while the rain comes pouring inside. Oh, kiss me in sweet slow motion, let's let everything slide. You got me floating, you got.
A little too late. Well, it's a little too late. When you walked in, I should have walked out, but it's a little too late to do the right thing now.
it's a little too late. Well, it's a little too late. I know all my old buddies won't help me out, but it's a little too late to do the right thing now. Turn the jukebox up, throw some sawdust down. I'm too far gone to turn this heart around. I may be wrong, but I don't want out. Well, it's a little too late to do the right thing now. Turn the jukebox up and throw some sawdust. But it's a little too late. Well, it's a little too late. When you walked in, I should have walked out. But it's a little too late to do the right thing now. I may be wrong, but I don't want out. But it's a little too late to do the right thing now.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnekins. Joining us this morning, Wisconsin Agriculture Secretary Randy Romanski, as he was at UW Stout with Undersecretary Alexis Taylor to announce some new programs for sustainable packaging and for specialty crops and how specialty crops can help out with that. And Secretary Romanski, thanks for joining us. Well, in your comments, you mentioned specialty crops are kind of an important part of the total in Wisconsin agricultural exports.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first of all, the strength of agriculture in Wisconsin is its diversity. Of course, we're known as America's Dairyland, but and we're darn proud of that, and we exhibit that around the world. But we also have so many specialty crops that our farmers are growing. You know, cranberries, ginseng, potatoes, sweet corn, you know, vegetables, and that's kind of what we were talking about today. Is those parts of the industry are an important part of that total $104.8 billion industry, and also an important part of that roughly $4 billion a year that gets exported from Wisconsin each year in food and agricultural products.
This new program is designed to help fund research for packaging, because a lot of countries are starting to say we don't want single-use packaging, and for specialty crops, not only to sell them, you got to package them. You just can't use a paper bag to send cranberries overseas or ginseng overseas. It's got to be packaged correctly. But this is where UW Stout can kind of help.
Agreed. You know, Stout is a known leader in their packaging and design programming, and the types of grants that Undersecretary Taylor announced today would be kind of like right up the alley. So I'm hopeful that Stout would be interested in applying for those funds. And it is a really good example. I mean, the consumers are requesting that products be more sustainable, and that's consumers overseas, but it's also consumers here. Businesses are requiring that things are coming to them more sustainably. So what that means is that product that comes from the farmer to the next step in the process, we need to use technology to make sure that it's being sustainable as possible. The great thing about the concepts that we saw today is, you know, they can use the leftovers from cranberry processing to actually make packaging that could be used to ship Wisconsin products. So it's kind of that full circle nature, and it's just such a great opportunity for Wisconsin, because we've got the farmers, we've got the products, and we've got the technology to kind of make that sustainable packaging that's going to go around the world.
And really, Secretary Romanski, when you look at it, this is for specialty crops. They never got the attention of using waste products for a new value-added product like the dairy industry. You and I grow up remembering spreading whey on the field, and now look at that market. That's just another step in the process here. But for the dairy industry, that's been something that they've been doing, and now we're expanding it to specialty crops.
Value added is the key word there, Brian. You're right. I mean, as we talk to industries, the focus on value added for Wisconsin agriculture and Wisconsin agribusinesses is top notch. I mean, they are focusing on that. And if you could take what would be a byproduct of something you're making and not only not dispose of it, but actually make money off of it, that's a win-win scenario and another opportunity for Wisconsin and Wisconsin products to compete at that high level, that value-added level.
When you've talked with you and Secretary Taylor, you got to see the cranberry facility in Black River Falls. You've met with some ginseng people. You've also talked about the cherry industry. By the way, we got to see the cherry blossoms in Door County here just a few weeks ago, and they were very pretty. But what are some of these challenges that these specialty crop industries are coming to you with that maybe needs to be looked at?
Well, Brian, some of them get a little beyond our control because it's things like prices and weather. Those are the things we can't control. Those are things we talk about, but I think there's an understanding that, you know, there's not much the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection can do there. One of the things that we can offer and do offer is helping them find new markets. That's why we are fortunate to have a small but mighty International Agribusiness Center team. They help us get Wisconsin products around the world. We're very fortunate that there's an investment in exports. Governor Evers and the legislature have agreed to provide some additional funding to DACCAP that we ultimately get back out to businesses so they can find their market, their place in the world. And I think that's one of the ways we can help, and that's one of the ways we are helping. But I keep going back to, from the state side, we're a resource, but we need to help them, and we need to make investments in what they're doing. And because of what the governor has been doing with promoting exports, we're able to be a partner in that.
You know, with this program for sustainable packaging, okay, Stout works on it, we'll use cranberries. We'll just use that. Wisconsin cranberries, Stout finds a way, okay, we can do this sustainable packaging, and a Green Bay packaging or somebody from Kimberly-Clark, Western or Eastern Wisconsin says, all right, you know what, we're going to take this and we'll use it. Not only is the food something special from Wisconsin, but so is the package it came in. That's also something special from Wisconsin. It's kind of cool.
It is very cool, and it gets back to that thing we were talking about, value added, you know. So you take a really valuable top-notch crop, and we'll use your example of cranberries because we produce more than 60% of the cranberries in the United States. And you get all the value out of that product, and you make a product that the rest of the world wants, that consumers want, and then you take a byproduct, the pumice that's left over, and you can make packaging out of that as well, like we saw today here at UW Stout. That is fantastic because that's another value add to that whole process, that whole product. And like you said, then the technology can be shared, and there'll be new, and there'll be other ways that we can find products here. That's why the technology aspect of this, like what's being done here at UW Stout, is just fantastic.
Is that one of the biggest reasons of the importance of the UW system? Because again, I'm looking at it where if I'm a packaging business in Wisconsin, I can, these guys did all the hard work, and now they're going to share it with me, and now I have a product now that I can use, even if it's not shipping food, I'm shipping Wisconsin widgets, you know, that partnership there is big.
Yeah, you know, it's the Wisconsin idea. Another thing we need to invest in, education, because the education that young people are getting, starting K-12, technical college systems, UW, UW system schools, benefits our society, benefits our economy, benefits Wisconsin companies and businesses, and that's an important thing to not only recognize, but also, you know, secure for the future, because that is, you know, these types of things are being done because we have thoughtful, creative, innovative students going to University of Wisconsin campuses, and that's going to make a difference for Wisconsin, the industry, the economy. It's great.
Finally, before we let you go, you must be walking around with a couple feathers in your cap. Let's see, this is what, the third or fourth
or maybe fifth visit of a top USDA official. We've had Secretary Vilsack in Western Wisconsin three times in the last few years, Under Secretary Taylor, Under Secretary Ty with the trade. I mean, boy, you're pretty popular. I guess we're a pretty popular state, and you're a pretty popular guy.
I'm going to give the credit to the great state of Wisconsin and take none of it for myself, Brian. But I'll say this. We have a tremendous relationship with the USDA, they've been great partners throughout. A lot of the programming that comes up, I'll be honest, we apply for a lot of USDA grants as well. And, you know, we've been pretty darn successful in securing some of those funds. And I think number one is, again, coming from Wisconsin and agriculture, this is our base. When we apply for things, we've got this diverse agriculture industry. That kind of helps us, you know, in how much money we're able to receive sometimes. Wisconsin is noticed for the diversity of its agriculture industry, for the quality of its products, for the resiliency of its farmers. And so as a result of that, USDA has been a fantastic partner. You're right, Secretary Vilsack has been here a lot over the last however many years. And the good news is when he's here, he's usually talking about some, you know, innovative program that Wisconsin has received funding for, or programs that the state has received funding. And I appreciate how they're a resource to us and a partner. And then ultimately, it benefits Wisconsin. It benefits Wisconsin farmers and the ag industry. So we really appreciate the fact that they show up. They're great partners, and it's good for our economy.
This is Wisconsin Secretary of Agriculture Randy Romanski. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Farming is one of the most demanding professions in the world, and not just physically. Financial challenges, weather, markets, isolation, you take on a lot. But what about taking care of you? The Wisconsin Farm Center at DATCP or DATCAP is here to help. They have resources to help you with whatever the next step may be. It's free and confidential. Self-care isn't selfish. It's time to take care of you with the support of the Wisconsin Farm Center.
Showers and thunderstorms and heavy rain are expected today in our ag weather forecast. Now, after the storm systems move through, we'll see a couple of dry days Wednesday and Thursday before rain chances return for Friday for the holiday weekend. Rain chances pick up Sunday and into Monday. Showers and thunderstorms at times throughout the day today. Some storms could be severe. We'll have highs 69 to 74. Relative humidities at 69 to 74%. Southeast winds at 16 to 21, gusting to 30 to 35. Anywhere from 1 to 1.5 inches of precipitation possible. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms, 70% chance. Again, some storms could be severe. Lows 49 to 54, relative humidities at 91 to 96%, south winds at 8 to 13, shifting to the west, anywhere from 3/10 to a half inch of precipitation possible. For Wednesday, mostly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm, high 66 to 71, relative humidities at 45 to 50%, west winds at 15 to 20, gusting to 35, a trace to 5/100 of an inch of precipitation possible. We'll see about 10 hours of sunshine. For Thursday, sunshine, high 70 to 75. Friday, mostly cloudy, another chance of showers and storms, high 70 to 75. Saturday, partly sunny, a slight chance of rain, high 65 to 70. Sunday, partly sunny, a slight chance of rain, high 70 to 75. Monday, partly sunny, another chance of showers and storms, highs once again, 70 to 75.
Need a quick but tasty supper idea? Stop at O'Galley Cheese for their take-and-bake pizzas. O'Galley Cheese's pizzas are made with their own cheddar and three cheese blend, featuring Romano and award-winning Asiago and Parmesan cheeses, made with milk from only local dairy farmers. Don't forget to ask for a pizza punch card. Open 7 days a week, O'Galley Cheese is located just north of Durand on Highway 25 for your next pizza craving.
While the rest of the world paused during the COVID pandemic, Worthington, Minnesota has been busy. Worthington has rebuilt four parks, built an indoor turf rec center, a splash pad, a community pavilion, pickleball courts, lighted biking and walking trails, and added lake rentals. But we're just getting started. A lakeside eatery and a new outdoor aquatic center is coming. And here's the thing. Worthington, Minnesota is a great place to eat, play, live, and stay. This is your invitation. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Farmers and ranchers can become leaders in mitigating climate change. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Farmers and scientists working together will help create new solutions as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Ranchers and scientists will be working together to come up with farm-level practices to address climate change and chip away at greenhouse gas emissions. Allison Thompson is the Ag Mission Program Director for the Foundation for Food and Agriculture Research. Her goal is to make agriculture net negative for greenhouse gas emissions. Thompson says for the science to be meaningful, it has to involve the farmers and ranchers who use that information.
We'll involve them not just as study subjects, but involve them in the beginning on helping to design the research, understanding from the start, what are their questions? We know a lot of these climate smart practices are not new ideas for things like cover crops or reducing tillage. And farmers are aware that these strategies can be helpful. So the challenge is really understanding from the farmers at the beginning, what is the barrier to doing that, right? There's a lot of different things that could limit the farmer or rancher's ability to take up some of these practices.
Ag data is fragmented and kind of all over the place, so they will be creating an integration hub website to connect farmers with scientists. She says the goal is to organize all that informational data.
We are intending to invest in developing an infrastructure for that, that all of the scientists, all of the extension, all of the tool developers can use to accelerate their efforts and be able to really dig in and understand what is known and use that to inform their tool development, which will be what's used directly by the farmers. So I think of it as